California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood as Nancy Brenda Marsh.
Bill, get a census taker at the front door.
As little daughter Bumps, Jan Thorne.
She came to the wrong house. Pop says everyone here has lost their senses.
As attorney at law Bill Smith, Harry Von Zell.
Would you listen to that daughter of mine? That'll teach me to shoot off my face.
Oh, is that what happened to your face, William? I thought you were born that way.
And that was Uncle Cecil from England, Sir Cecil Smythe, played by Arthur Treacher. Yes, it's the Smiths of Hollywood, with music by Charles Hathaway. Presented by... neighbor to the Smiths of Hollywood. And now, here's Nancy Smith.
Hi. Anybody want an English uncle's sheep? This morning at 3 o'clock, you could have had one for nothing. Have you ever been awakened in the middle of the night by some character pounding at the door and hiccuping with a British accent? Well, I have.
Oh, dear little buttercup, sweet little buttercup, open the door, William.
Well, don't break the door in. I'm coming. What? You? What brings you home so late?
A man in uniform.
Uncle Cecil, do you realize it's 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yes. What are you doing out of bed at this hour, William? Insomnia?
Listen, the one night that I want to get some sleep.
Well,
you, what have you got to say for yourself?
How fortunate I'm not in England. It's noon tomorrow over there.
Getting me out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning to let you in.
Oh, terribly sorry, William. Terribly sorry. I just couldn't make this confounded key open the lock.
Yes, well, no wonder. It's a nail file. You should be ashamed of yourself coming home in this state.
What state did you expect me to come home in? South Dakota?
Will you go to bed now?
Yes, quite. But first, William, the boy... There's something outside I should like to show you.
Believe me, I am not interested.
But I think you should be.
Very all right. I'll see it in the morning.
I guess you will. Well, I'm off to bed. Pleasant dreams, William.
Yes. Now listen, don't wake Bumps. Be quiet going upstairs.
I shall soar upstairs on wings of silence.
Yes. Okay, Birdman. Listen, Uncle Cecil, remember that landing after the fourth step.
Roger.
That's what I call flying blind. Must think he's an English sparrow. Well, sleep tight, Uncle Cecil.
Tight? Are you being humorous?
Oh, what was the noise I heard, darling?
Uncle Cecil, coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Well, why didn't you turn on the light for him?
Listen, dear, with the glow he has, he won't need a light.
Well, don't be such a cross patch. Get back in bed before you catch cold.
Isn't it awful? He's got to forget his key the night I'm dead tired. And I have a big case to plead tomorrow.
you go right back to sleep.
Bed sure feels good. Now, where was I in that dream?
Darling, could you open the window before you go back to sleep?
Oh, man's work is never done.
How about a glass of water for me as long as you're up, huh?
Oh, now, Nancy, are you really thirsty?
No, but I thought I might want some water later.
Fine. You want me to put a horse beside your bed in case you might want to play polo later?
Oh, don't be so cross. Good night, darling.
Good night.
Bill, are you asleep? Bill. Hey, Bill, darling. Bill. Bill.
Oh, Nancy. Well, what now? What's the matter?
Well, I just wanted to know if you were asleep.
Oh.
Bill. Bill, darling. Bill. How am I supposed to sleep?
Oh, can't you sleep either, darling?
No.
Want to go down and scramble some eggs?
No, I don't want to go down and scramble some eggs. Nancy, I just want to go to sleep.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Oh.
All right. Good night, darling.
Good night. Nancy, are you cracking your knuckles?
Oh, that was someone knocking.
Knocking where? What?
It sounded like the front door.
Front door? Oh, Gabriel's teeth. Who could it be at this time?
Well, maybe Uncle Cecil flew out of his window and wants in again.
Where did I put my dressing gown? Keep your shirt off!
Hey, you want me to answer it, dear?
Oh, fine. You want me to answer it, dear, after I'm halfway to the door? All right, I hear you. Wait a minute. I'll get you a match. Hi, Duke.
What?
Oh, excuse me. I thought you was the Duke. Say, I bet my knocking rousted you out of bed. Oh, no, partner. I had to get up and answer the door anyway. That sure makes me feel a heap better. I'd sure hate to think I flushed anybody out of his feather bed so late. I only just wanted to borrow the Duke's alarm clock. The Duke's alarm clock? What? Yeah, Cecil, the Duke. I wanted to borrow the clock. When I'm tuckered out, I sleep sounder than a possum with a paunch full of persimmon pudding. Yeah, well, look, Fred, to bother the Duke after he was kind enough to let me park my trailer in his backyard. I'm sorry, I think... Did you say there's a trailer parked in the front yard? Yep. Sitting prettier than a powder pigeon perched on a porch pillar. I don't know. Hey, there is a trailer in the yard. How'd that thing get there? Oh, the Duke and I just jee-hawed and seesawed and ramrod her in. Why, it was as easy as taking money away from a veteran. Say. Say, you a veteran? Well, what does that have to do with anything? It sure helps when we meet a gent like the Duke. Don't treat us veterans like we was dab-gum ducks to be dealt a dirty deal and plucked to our last puny pin feather. Who are you all? Who am I all? Listen, it might interest you to know... Say, hear that old rooster off yonder? Yeah. Say, doggone, what time is it? It's 3:00. 3? Mister, you all sure a night owl, but I ain't. Listen, when you get up to fetch the Duke his breakfast victuals, would you mind you-hooing out to me? I gotta be to work early. Now, listen to me, my good man. We can't have that trailer in our front yard. I know. We'll move around the back tomorrow. By the way, here's a cigar. The missus just had twins. Well, what? Yep, twins. Gonna name them after the Duke. Cecil and Cecile. Oh, no. You can tell him that if I went to work before he stirs himself. Well, good night to you, neighbor. Good night. Sleep sound. My name's Wordle. My name's Mud. Good night.
Oh, quit brooding about that traitor and eat your breakfast, Bill.
Nancy, who can eat? It's bad enough to have him drag me out of bed at 3:00 in the morning, but he has to bring some guy to set up housekeeping in our front yard. With twins, to boot, twins.
Well, why didn't you talk to the man before he went off to work this morning?
talk to the man. Wait till you try to talk to that guy. Getting a sentence in sideways against him is like trying to outjaw a jumble of jabbering jaybird. Have a cigar, Mrs. Ed Wynn. Sitting pretty in a powder pigeon first on a porch.
Oh, dear.
Mom! Pop! Hey! There's a trailer park at our front lawn.
Oh, now there is the announcement we've been waiting for.
But where did it come from?
It followed Uncle Cecil home last night.
Oh, is that what you meant, Pop, when you said Uncle Cecil came home with a load?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. And speaking of loads, here comes our darling Uncle Weasel with the ruby-tinted nose now.
Please, William, please. I'm in no mood for drollery. Oh, my poor head, my poor head. Feels like I had it on upside down.
Oh, that explains those dark circles. They're your eyebrows.
So, His Highness the Duke is in no mood for drollery, eh?
William, I am not a duke. I'm a knight.
You are not a knight. You are a lost weekend.
Oh, dear. I say, does anyone have any aspirin, Hender?
Look, maybe you'd feel better if you had some scrambled eggs and pork sausages.
Pork sausages? Oh, what an utterly revolting notion. Please, quiet is all I want.
Hey, Uncle Steve, where'd you get the trailer?
Trailer? What on earth are you prattling about, child?
Oh, I suppose you don't remember the veteran with the trailer.
I haven't the slightest idea. Veteran?
Yes.
Trailer?
Yes.
Oh, yes, the trailer!
Uncle Cecil, there is a trailer parked in our front yard.
Yes, Uncle Cecil, and with twins.
With twins. Can you fancy that, eh? Imagine having twins in your family.
Mm-hmm. Not half as bad as having somebody else's twins in your front yard.
Oh, but I say, old boy, you know, though a chap has to have some place for the twins when they come out of the hospital.
But why does it have to be our front yard?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Bill. He's a veteran. Imagine after months in a foxhole coming home to live on a trailer.
It would sure be a break for all those poor guys who are sharing chicken coop with their mother-in-law.
Chicken coop? Frightfully stuffy in there, I should think. Think of all the hen pecking.
Oh, look, of all the empty places there must be. Like that rich old spinster down the street, living all alone in a 15-room house. Now, you think she'd offer a room?
You mean gravel, Gertie? I'd sooner take the foxhole. You know, that woman has a face of a copper sundial.
You could take a whole regiment in her place.
Yes, well, if you don't mind my interjection, none of this is solving the problem of the trailer, and we can't have them camping in our front yard.
But, William, Waffle's a delightful fella. A Yankee. From one of your big southern provinces. By the way, tell me, what do they mean by the expression... You can escape everything in life, but death and Texas.
Well, at risk of being rude, I will ignore this plaintive request for information and patiently repeat. What are we going to do about that trailer?
Oh, no, William, no, no, my head. Please, William, don't.
Well, all right. Now, are you going to do something about that trailer or aren't?
Oh, yes, by all means. Yes. Just be quiet. Just be quiet until my head returns to its normal size. I'll take care of the trailer. I should have stood in Shropshire. England was never like this.
I honestly don't know, Bill. When I came home from the ladies' luncheon this afternoon, it was gone.
Well, it's certainly a relief. I had the blame thing on my mind all day. Had a witness on the stand and tried to make him admit he had passed a hot trailer instead of a bum check. It was very embarrassing.
Oh, you poor dear. Well, we don't have to worry about it anymore. I guess Uncle Cecil got rid of it all right.
Yeah. Now, if we could only get rid of Uncle Cecil, everything would be very
happy. Good evening, William, my dear nephew. Miss anything?
Uncle Cecil, where in the world have you been?
Where in the world have I been? Oh, India, Africa, Walla Walla.
Oh.
Oh, about every place except Boston. I've been banned there, you know.
Well, I'm not surprised. Will you try making sense now? What did you do with the trailer?
Never fear, William. You shall not hear another word of it. I have personal... Oh, I say. Is that the phone? Is it, or is it my head still ringing? It
must be the phone. Don Amici could never invent a head like you've got this morning.
Mr. Smith? Attorney Smith?
Mrs. Smith speaking.
I wonder if I could consult you on a legal matter.
Why, certainly. Go right ahead.
Some dreadful hoodlum has popped a house trailer on my front lawn.
Oh, Dr. Cecil.
Ruin my lawn. It's right in the middle of my prized silver patch. It's sitting there like a
powder pigeon perched on a porch pillar?
What?
Well, never mind.
All my neighbors are laughing at me. Someone's going to pay for this. How much could I sue for?
Oh, sue. Do you know who to bring suit against?
No.
That's good. I tell you what, Miss Pennyworth, suppose we concentrate on moving the trailer off first. I'll send someone right over.
Wait, now.
Cecil?
Dear Uncle Cecil? William, put down that letter opener.
You don't. You fathead. Leaving that veteran's trailer in the middle of Mrs. Pennyworth's clover patch.
Yes, I'll wager that's the only veteran you know who's sitting in clover.
Well, he won't be in clover long. Now, you go over and move that trailer, and don't let her know you were the one who left it there, either. That woman would rather sue somebody than eat.
Oh, very well. I'm losing the appetite myself.
Uncle Smitty, do you mind if I turn on the car radio?
Would it matter if I said I did mind?
And no one knows how the trailer came to be on Miss Pennyworth's lawn. Miss Pennyworth intends to sue. But sue who? It would seem that this is a trailer-made suit.
Oh, what a foul sense of humor.
I'll be back with more news after a word from our sponsor. Sponsor of the Smiths of Hollywood. Now for more news. In England today, the Snail Watchers Society decided...
Dread it, Todd. Leave that wireless on. I wanted to hear about the Snail Watchers. You know, I used to go in for snail watching myself.
I'll bet you were the champion, too.
No, but I was the watcher-up.
Oh, there's Miss Pennyworth's house.
Yes, and there's the old biddy herself. What a devastating personality.
You're driving right up on her lawn.
Well, I have to hit onto that confounded conception.
Here you! Don't you run over my daisies.
And get your daisies out of the road, madam.
Oh, the idea of driving up on my lawn.
Well, how do you propose to remove the trailer? By coaxing it off with a biscuit?
You must be the man Mr. Smith sent over. Well, hurry up and hitch your car onto this ugly monstrosity.
Ugly monstrosity? Would you like the rope around your neck, madam?
Oh, of all the incidents.
Easy, old girl. You live longer in case any of the museums are interested. Bumps, help me hook this trailer to the car, dear.
It's going to be awful hard to back out between those trees.
Yes, I see what you mean. Well, I'll get in the car and you direct me.
Be careful, don't bark up my apple tree.
told me what you think I am, a Saint Bernard? Are you ready, Bump?
Roger!
Up a trailer, isn't there?
Obviously, you're not very artistic. You can't leave this trailer. Move it away.
My dear Miss Pennyworth, perhaps you would like to try backing it out.
Well, I could certainly do better than you did.
I'm sure of it. Here are the car keys.
All right, I'll show you. No truck driver can do anything I can't do.
Really? Do you want to bet?
Doesn't take brains to back a car.
Then you may succeed. I'll stand in front here and direct you. Steady now. I said, old girl, in reverse.
Bumblebee, watch out. She's coming backward.
I say, careful now. Help! Oh!
You knocked Uncle Fee, go down. Uncle Fee, are you hurt?
Oh. The British consulate shall hear of this.
Oh, you brute, get up from there. You're crawling on my rose bushes.
Madam, don't you touch me. I warn you, Parliament will never stand for this treatment.
You get off my property or you'll be one son of the British Empire that gets cut out.
My word, what a temper. Come on, Bump, let's be off before the old biddy does us both in.
Hey, Nancy, is he all right?
Well, I put him to bed. I wanted to call the doctor, but he wouldn't let me.
Why not?
Well, he said it would be an unnecessary expense for us.
Uncle Cease is worried about our expense? He's in bad shape. Now, well, who is that at the door? I'll get it.
Now, don't give me no fast talk, neighbor. Where's my trailer?
Oh, it's you.
Well, who all do you expect? Mrs. Nussbaum?
Now, you see here, my good man. You can't come into my house this morning.
Never mind that. Where's my trailer?
I think we can explain everything, Mr. Wordle.
Ma'am, since I got out of the Army, I ain't heard nothing but explanations. Oh. Right now, I ain't no mood for nothing but my trailer. Wait. It was here when I left this morning, now it's gone.
No, it's
I suspected that phony Duke right from the beginning.
He...
I reckon he made off of my trailer.
No, he didn't.
And it was a-sitting right here, pretty as a powder pigeon perched on a...
All right. Powder... That's enough. You parked your trailer on our front lawn. Do you know the law concerning trespassing on other people's property?
Oh, there you are, if you listen to me, that trailer still parked on my property, and you're responsible for the damage done by that oath you took over.
Just a minute.
And I am.
Miss Pennyworth, as a matter of fact, I'm very happy that you dropped over. I'd like to have a word with you. Would you excuse us for a moment, Mr. Wortle?
Well, okay, but don't you all try no monkey business. Just remember... The eyes of Texas are upon you.
Yes, to be sure. Now, if you'll just step this way, Miss Pennyworth.
Oh, the poor soul.
Yes.
I had no idea, really. Will he live?
That, madam... the question beyond our ken. I have been badly mangled. I feel like an old Notre Dame football at the end of the season.
Of course, you realize, Miss Pennyworth, a court of law would hold you responsible for this poor man's condition.
A court of law?
Yes.
But you wouldn't.
Wouldn't we?
You couldn't.
Couldn't we? William. Ma'am, you're a barrister. Explain to the old biddy the letter of the law, will you?
Oh, what can I do?
Well, my dear, it just so happens that we have a friend who is in need of lodging quarters, and you have plenty of room.
And give up my privacy? Oh, I simply couldn't do that.
Oh, William!
Yes, Uncle Cease, dear Uncle Cease, what is it?
My leg.
Yes.
The one on the right. I'm sure they will have to amputate it. How much will we get for that?
Loss of a limb?
No.
Well, I would say a minimum of around $50,000.
Oh, dear, $50,000? Well, perhaps your friend could have the little apartment over my garage.
Good, 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 good. I'll just sign this paper right here, Miss Pennyworth, and he'll take care of the entire matter.
Yes, just give me a pen.
Here you are.
Thank you. They can move in tomorrow, and good. I do hope you will recover, Sir Cecil.
My dear woman, I shall do my very best for your sake. Farewell.
Yes. We found a home for the Wordles. We can be thankful for that.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about poor Uncle Cecil.
Me too. Poor guy. We'd better run up and see how he is.
Gee, I can't understand why he won't let us call a doctor.
Yeah. Shh. Here's his room. I won't knock. He's liable to be asleep. I'll just peek in. Uncle Cecil. Dressed up and out of bed.
I say, what? Oh, yes, yes. Confounded, yes. You know, you people over here in the colonies seem to knock everything except doors.
Why, Uncle Cecil, why aren't you in bed?
Yes, you're supposed to be run over.
No, no, not run over, dear William, just hung over.
Oh, you old faker, you weren't hurt at all.
No, no, my dear, but I did need a rest. I say, William.
Yes, Uncle Cecil?
How could a person go about losing a leg without too much trouble? You know, 50,000 is quite a bounty. You know, it's a pity I'm not a centipede.
Oh, Uncle Steve. And now, a word from our sponsor.
By Vic Knight, the music arranged and conducted by Charles Hathaway. The producer is Andrew Hickok. Also in tonight's cast were Sarah Berner, Alan Hale Jr., and yours truly, Tyler McVeigh. Cheerio. See you next week.